Dictation for Gloria Daymon, D-A-Y-M-O-N. February 4, 77, address as a letter, Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up, Mrs. Daymon Gloria, renal transplant 2010, from husband, last visit October, falling episode in March, lost balance, no loss of consciousness, laceration of the spleen, did not receive blood transfusion, did not require surgery, was transferred from Carson to Lansing, observation for a few days, also treated for urinary tract infection. There has been also respiratory symptoms, treated for pneumonia, ZPAC, persistent cough, clear sputum, no oxygen or shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary problems at this point in time, no kidney transplant tenderness, review system otherwise is negative, medication list review. I want to highlight prednisone, CellCept, T-E-L-L-C-E-P-T, Tacro, T-A-C-R-O, blood pressure, beta blockers, Norvasc. Weight is stable, 163, blood pressure today, 90-80 on the left side. Has right-sided hemiplegia and expressive aphasia, lungs are clear, although she has a lot of productive sputum, but no wheezing, no arrhythmia, no kidney transplant tenderness, no gross edema. Next paragraph, medication list review. Creatinine 1.12, and that's above baseline of 0.9. Blood test will be updated. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium albumin. GFR remains above 60. Malanemia 13. I review discharge summary from the trauma to the spleen. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant from husband 2010. High risk medication, immunosuppressants. Tacro level needs to be updated. Preserved kidney function, although still there is a change from baseline, to be updated. Prior urinary tract infection, but she was not symptomatic. Update urine analysis and protein creatinine ratio. Blood pressure remains normal low, not symptomatic. Same blood pressure medicines. No respiratory distress, but persistent tracheal bronchial symptoms. All issues discussed with the patient and husband. End of dictation.